Do, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, this Thursday evening, the makers of White King granulated soap bring you more adventures of Chandu, the magician. But before we begin our play, may we say a special word to you newcomers here in the West. If you have never tried White King soap in your washing machine, be sure you buy a box of this splendid wash day soap at once. White King soap is made for you Western homemakers by the company who pioneered soap making here on the coast. They invented White King as a washing machine soap. This famous granulated soap has been a good soap for more than three decades. Today, it is better than ever, actually improved in quality. We invite you to try White King soap in your own washing machine. See for yourself how quickly it dissolves in your wash water. How those rich, thick, White King suds wash off surface dirt, wash out hidden dirt. Remember, nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King. You'll love White King soap for your washing machine. Following Dorothy Regent's receipt of the counterfeit letter supposedly signed by her husband, Frank Chandler attempts to telephone Regent in Paris. But before the call goes through, Chandler is told that communications outside the tiny Balkan country have been suspended. Chandler decides to send the Regents to Paris at once, for he is now convinced that the killing of Foreign Minister Jan Metsos by Lupu the Gypsy has precipitated the crisis Chandler has come to the Balkans to prevent, the invasion long planned by the sinister Roxor as the first move in his scheme of world conquest. A blinding snowstorm is driving through the streets as Chandler prepares to take the Regents to the railway station. There is a sudden pounding on the consulate door, and Chandler opens it as Lupu falls headlong into the hall. The present scene is the upstairs sitting room at the consulate an hour later. Chandu, the magician.
Well, Lupu, feeling better?
Ah, no, Chandu. I am ashamed of such weakness.
If you've been wandering around the mountains on foot, it's a wonder you're alive.
When I came to the castle and saw how it was burned inside, I was looking for you for a long time, in the snow.
You thought we hadn't got out.
Ah, no. I thought the ancient evil secrets of that castle had killed you, all of you.
Those black forces will never harm anyone again, Lupu. The pagan altar has been purified by fire.
God be thanked, Chandu.
Why did you come back to the castle, Lupu? You know I'll have to hand you over to the police.
Jivat! Jan Metsos had to die. He killed my brother.
And you broke your oath to the Brotherhood.
Ah, no. It is so. But it was written in the stars that I must come back.
You mean you've come back to give yourself up?
When I saw the young prince riding in the forest, I knew I must come tell you. It was not written that I am to escape.
Wait a minute, Lupu. You saw Nicholas? Where? When?
At sunset yesterday, before the snow began to fall. Many miles from Lubova, in the mountains.
He surely can't be leaving the country now.
I do not know Chandu. He spoke to me. He is the friend of all gypsies. But when I invited him to my wagon for a cup of slivovitz, he had no time. He was riding to meet a friend, he said.
And you thought he meant Dmitri?
Shladno Hrevnya. Who else could it be?
Dmitri's been arrested, Lupu.
Arrested?
And in any case, Nicholas wouldn't be meeting him, even if he knew Roxor was in the country.
Chandu, Roxor himself?
I haven't seen him, but I'm sure he's here somewhere. Maybe using Metso's own office.
Muazzaga.
That's why I'm so anxious to find out where the place of the falcon is.
Let me help you, Chandu. I can ask the gypsies. I would...
You're forgetting, Lupu.
Prosim, Chandu. Have I not served the Brotherhood according to my oath for many years?
You've done well, Lupu. Until now.
Then permit me to help you now. for the last time. I know it is written I must pay for killing that murderer, but do not say I may not help you before I surrender myself.
I'm going to this place of the Falcon, wherever it is. Roxor's agents may be meeting there tonight.
If they kill me, I will die well.
All right, Lupu. I understand. I'll take you.
Dekuya Chandu, I will protect you with my life.
I know that, my friend. If we're lucky, we'll have dinner at the place of the Falcon tonight.
Doesn't seem to me we're making very good time.
Well, let's see. Why, it's almost 6 o'clock.
Well, that's what I mean, Mom. We haven't even come to that high trestle.
How do you know, Bob?
I've been listening for it. Remember when we came over it coming in?
Uh-huh.
It looked like it was made out of toothpicks.
Oh, it's so dark. It stopped snowing, though. Oh, look out there, Mother. The pine trees are just masses of snow.
Well, I'll be glad when we get down out of these mountains.
Yeah. I wish you'd take my coat, Mom.
Oh, no, keep it on, Bob. I'm not too cold.
Oh, if we'd only thought to put on our heavy coats when the castle caught fire.
There wouldn't have been time, Betty.
I keep thinking of all our things just hanging there, burning up. My dress from Paris, the only one I ever had.
Well, thank heaven we all got out of there alive.
Hey, we're slowing down.
Maybe there's been a snowslide.
Leave it to you to think of something grim.
Oh, stop heckling me, Bob. You know there could be snowslides here in the mountains.
Well, I'm going out on the platform and see what gives.
Oh, be careful, Bob. That open platform.
Well, that's done it. I bet we're stuck.
Now who's gruesome?
Well, ask the conductor what's the matter, Bob.
I hope he speaks English.
Mother, what's the matter with Bob? He bites my head off every time I say a word.
You know he's worried about Daddy, dear.
But if he was so worried when he got Daddy's letter, why didn't he say something about it then?
I don't know, Betty.
You know what I think? He didn't tell us all of it.
Well, don't keep asking him about it. Won't do any good. I'm a lot more worried about my letter that was supposed to have been from Daddy.
You don't honestly think Roxor could take Daddy away again somewhere?
Betty,
do
don't
you,
even
Mother?
Think of such a thing. What did he say, Bob?
Well, I could hardly understand him. But he says there's something the matter up ahead.
Is there snow on the track or anything?
I don't know what he meant was wrong. But we're stuck here, I know that.
Well, we're not going to sit in here all night. We'll freeze. Let's go out and see if there's anything else we can do.
Where's the conductor, Bob?
Oh, he was down at the end of this car a minute ago.
Oh, isn't it cold?
Well, it wasn't much warmer in the compartment.
No, Mom, you're not going to get off the train, are you? Well, the snow's up to your knees.
We can't tell how deep it is. Why, there's a light over there. This must be a village.
Well, there's no station here, I know that.
What do you think, Mother?
Well, let's go over to that house across the way. At least they'll have a fire going.
I wonder where that conductor went. Hey, conductor!
Oh, what difference does it make where he went? We'll freeze to death if we stay here.
I'll go down and see how deep the snow is. It's above my knees, Mom. You still want to get off?
Oh, yes. Anything to get out of this cold.
Here, I'll give you a hand. Here we go. Okay, come on, Beth.
Okay.
There we go.
What we need is a team of what you call them, Malamute, to break a trail.
Well, I'll go first.
Well, we'll soon be warm, dear. Those people surely won't refuse to take us in.
What gets me is, what about Dad if we're stuck here?
Oh, I don't want to think about it. And there's no way in the world to get word to Frank.
The station agent said Kashbar's cafe was at the very end of the street.
Ah, it is here then, Chandu. It should be named the Cafe of the Unwashed Window. We go in.
Oh, just a minute, Lupo. This is the place. There's a sign with a faded painting of a falcon over the door.
That bird does not look like a falcon to me.
Well, maybe the artist never saw a falcon. All right, we'll go in. But don't forget, I'm an Englishman named Mallory.
Okay.
Good evening. Yeah, this is very pleasant. Gypsy fiddle. I like your cafe.
Dobre den, pan.
And my name is Mallory. My friend is Ludwig. We'd like to have dinner.
I do not serve dinner tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry. And by the way, have none of the others arrived?
I do not know what you mean, pan.
No? Well, it's early yet. According to my watch.
Early? What is the time, pan?
The clock strikes 5.
Ah, dobre. I believed you were agents of the man Chandler. Come with me, prosim.
Thank you. You said none of the others are here?
At the moment, no, pan. But all who know the word are to be brought here to wait.
No, we'll wait.
I must bring the food. If others come, let them in, prosim.
Very well.
It is like the cave of a bear, Chandu.
Maybe there's a window we can open.
I held my breath and kept my knife ready when you said to him, the clock strikes 5.
Yes, I was sure it was the countersign. Ah, what luck.
Ah, so you say. But I have seen you do many things which seem like good fortune. But they are more.
Lupo, look. Here on the table.
Huh? They're only white papers.
That's all. But the paper is exactly like the message I found inside the little image.
Is it so?
And it's like the paper Regan's letter was written on. Roxor must have had it done.
Chandu, I do not understand why these papers are here.
Well, I don't either yet. They can't be meant to identify Roxor's agents, or Kashbar would have asked us to show ours.
This is a trick, a trap, Chandu. That Kashbar knew.
Too late now if he did. Some of these men may recognize me. Blow out the candles.
I know.
Yeah, good. What is the time, gentlemen?
The clock strikes 5.
Before we bring down the curtain on Chandu the Magician for tonight, may we ask you, ladies, an important question. Would you like to know how to overcome hard water problems? How to use and care for your automatic washing machine? Then send right now for White King's brand new wash book entitled Washing Made Easy. It is a gift to you from Chandu in exchange for just one White King soap box top. Washing Made Easy was compiled by White King's own staff of wash day experts. They made thousands and thousands of calls on you homemakers throughout the West to discover just what your washing problems really were. And we will mail you this wonderful White King wash book postpaid if you will mail in one White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Do you have any special wash day problem? Then let White King's staff of wash day experts answer it for you. Send your questions and your White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King. Chandu the Magician is produced and directed by Cyril Armbrister. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.